my place in tech changes every day. But I don't fear the future, because I'm with the leader, Pluralsight. Their online learning platform has the hands-on, expert-led courses I need to master new tech skills and create bigger impacts, so I can learn quickly and stay ahead. With Pluralsight, I don't fear what's next. I embrace it. Tap in at Pluralsight.com and see for yourself.
If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With the Capital One Venture X card, you earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy. Plus, you get premium benefits at a collection of luxury hotels when you book on Capital One Travel. And with Venture X, you get access to over 1,000 airport lounges worldwide. Open up a world of travel possibilities with the Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of the AI podcast where we talk about recent advancements in artificial intelligence and technology in general. So this is really exciting. Today we have an exciting episode. I'm your host, Eli Schaefer, and thank you for tuning in. Okay, so recent developments in artificial intelligence has led to more specified artificial intelligence specialists. So there have been, in the past, there's been companies that have started developing AIs that can be hired out as kind of like a specialist consultants, financial consultants. But recent advancements in Edinburgh, actually, so in Scotland, there's a company that has started making paralegals that can be hired out. So this company, the startup is called Wordsmith. What's really interesting about this, so this is for like reviewing contracts, giving like legal advice. I'm sure some of you might know, but in the past, a while ago, there was actually it was a pretty big deal. There was a lawyer that had used ChatGPT to help him with his case. And what was interesting about that specific instance is, I mean, it was probably like 4 months ago. So, and technology and AI is like growing so much, it's getting so much smarter. But when that happened, there was a lot of issues because the artificial intelligence had like created laws. It had kind of just like made up stuff that was not deemed worthy for the court of law, which is really interesting. So it's interesting seeing right now, in contrast to that incident, that there's actually a company that is starting up and they are working on doing this. So essentially what you can do is you can pay Wordsmith, the company, and they will hire out a legal like consultants kind of. And what's interesting about this, so you can have it review thousands of contracts. It can make like revisions. It can give you advice about these contracts. And then what they kind of bring to the table that's a little bit more unique is there is an actual lawyer that is there as well that kind of can help review like final decisions and verify that the documents are like actually correct. So there is a real person that helps with this, but it is primarily done all the way through AI, which is really interesting. I think this is something that we're going to see a lot more in the future. Just very specialized like consultants that will be completely AI. So it will be really cool to see. I'm excited in the future of this whole new space. I'm excited to see how this will be. So the founders, this company was actually pretty recent. So the company was created in October of last year. And this is based in Scotland. And what's really interesting, so Ross is the CEO, Robbie the COO, and then they also work alongside their CTO, Valdemir. So they all served in various like positions at very high functioning, like really big companies, Microsoft, Facebook, Instagram. And 6 months after leaving their previous positions, they founded Wordsmith. And Wordsmith has already raised over $5 million in just seed investments. So it's a really big company. It's starting to grow. And it's really cool that they are able to grow in this space. And then what's cool about this, so there are some other companies that are doing something similar. So there's Harvey AI, which is primarily a U.S. company. Luminance, which is in the U.K. And then there's other tech startups like Definity and Lawhive in the U.K. that have raised decent like seed money in a Series A round of funding. So this is really big. What's interesting is all of these companies they're growing a lot. Lot is a very big thing. Lawyers are very expensive. And so using artificial intelligence helps keep the cost down. I'm curious though, what this will look like for future lawyers. Obviously, like we know artificial intelligence isn't always 100% accurate. So it is good to have a person that's able to review it. Somebody that knows the law, because sometimes artificial intelligence can, it can just make stuff up. It is getting better though. Sorry. It is getting better though. And we know even with the GPT-4.0, this was a huge step because with Google's Gemini, they can live search the internet. So information's constantly being updated, which is good to have an artificial intelligence that can review the internet as it's doing that. So I think in the future, we're going to see a lot more specialists that are not just in law, but we'll also see more consultants, financial consultants. I think there will be even more like therapists and stuff like that. I think this will be something that we'll start to see a lot more in the future. Just having a specialist that you can essentially pay that have been coded to answer your needs specifically. So this is going to be something that's really interesting. But that's it for today's episode. Thank you so much for tuning in. I'm your host, Eli Schaefer, again. And we will see you in the next episode.